Welcome to this podcast ONA News Brief for December 18th, 2017. I am your host, Alex, and we've got a good bit of news to run through, so let's get to it. For those waiting anxiously for the JoJo Part 5 anime series, well, you'll be waiting a bit longer as David Production will be working on a new Captain Tsubasa anime in 2018. For the uninformed, Captain Tsubasa is a soccer, or football for the rest of the world, series, dating back all the way to 1981 with the original manga in Jump. Toshiyuki Kato is on board as director, who previously directed JoJo Part 4. Look at that. Mamoru Hosoda's newest film has been announced, entitled Mirai. This blurb comes from Variety. Mirai follows a 4-year-old boy who is struggling to cope with the arrival of a little sister in the family until things turn magical. A mysterious garden in the backyard of the boy's home becomes a gateway allowing the child to travel back in time and encounter his mother as a little girl and his great-grandfather as a young man. These fantasy-filled adventures allow the child to change his perspective and help him become the big brother he was meant to be. The film is, quote, expected to be completed by May of 2018, but no further details have been announced. Toei Animation and Fathom Events will be teaming up to bring the final 3 Digimon Adventure Tri films to theaters throughout 2018, all dubbed in English for your listening pleasure. Fathom Events has release dates listed for numbers 4 through 6, February 1st, May 10th, and September 20th for Lost, Coexistence, and Future, respectively. Funimation's March product slate has been revealed and it's filled with loads of funny roll goodness. March 6th has Kiss Him, Not Me in a combo pack, Trickster Part 2 in a combo pack, Season 1 of Bungo Stray Dogs in a combo pack and limited edition, Fairy Tail Dragon Cry in a combo pack, which includes a storybook with all Funimation store pre-orders, and finally, Fairy Tail Zero in a combo pack, which has a keychain with all Funimation store pre-orders. March 13th has Tales of Zestiria Season 2 in a combo pack, D Great Man Season 4 on DVD, and that's it. Wow, they really front-loaded the first week of March, didn't they? March 20th has Chaos Child in a combo pack, One Piece Season 9 Voyage 4 on DVD, and also, the greatest show of 2016 in a combo pack, Handshakers. I'm kidding. I'm not serious about that. It's a goddamn terrible show. And on March 27th, Gintama Series 3 Part 1 in a combo pack. Yes, as part of the Funny Roll deal, Gintama is back on home video, with the first 26 episodes of the third series coming out first, complete with the English dub. I recommend checking it out on Crunchyroll, it's pretty solid. Hey kids, do you like dead memes? Well, if you go to a 7-Eleven store in Japan, you can buy Love Live themed fidget spinners because people like dead memes. Yeah, fancy that. Speaking of memes, it's time for another weird otaku poll, this time from Nico Nico, talking who the best sister is. Or sister figure as well. Doesn't have to be blood, or related in any way. So, 10 to 1, Mio Amano, Blend S, Mikasa, Attack on Titan, Mira Jane, Fairy Tail, I, Sect of Coden, Yuif, Kaon, and Rin for Fate Stay Night were tied for 5th. Coco is the Order of Rabbit, Rom, ReZero, Akari, March Comes In Like a Lion, and number one is Tsukio from Gintama, a very not memeish poll with a good outcome. Good. Good job, Nico Nico. You did good. At the annual Jump Festa event, the rumors of a new Dragon Ball film were proven true, as the franchise's 20th film will be in production for a Japan release in December 2018. In short, it's looking like this will be an origin story kind of film, so cross your fingers this won't be a Dragon Ball Minus situation again. Also, Akira Toriyama will, of course, be on board with original work, script, and character design credits. Now, I'm not sure how Fox will factor into this film as they did with the last two films, seeing how, well, 21st Century Fox was sold off to Disney this last week for all of 52 goddamn billion dollars. And speaking of the whole Disney-Fox deal, this would mean that Disney now has ownership of the butchered Digimon Our War Game movie that Fox put out back in 2000. Yeah, so, you know, whoop-dee-flippin-do. Also at Jump Festa, Food Wars Series 4 was announced for the spring, which will lead to a very loaded spring and summer season with Food Wars, Tokyo Ghoul Re, My Hero Academia, Free Season 3, and Attack on Titan Season 3 coming. And we still have Fooly Cooly to look forward to, oh man. And if that wasn't enough, Yu Yu Hakusho is getting a Blu-ray box re-release next year in Japan in 4 parts, and in that 4th part will be a brand new animated special. So, Funimation, if you'd like to get this, like, whenever you can, please do. Lastly, an OVA series for The Prince of Tennis will begin in 2018. If you need another shonen series to return for your eye holes and ear holes. And hey, I bookended the show with 2 sports anime titles. It was all by design. Now we come to our choice new releases for the week of December 19th, which involves some Aniplex stuff if you got the money. We have Crossanji, or Crossanji, however you say it, complete on Blu-ray. Koyomi Monogatari on Blu-ray. March Comes In Like a Lion, Volume 1 on Blu-ray. Double Go 90, please. Like, anytime soon, please. Pretty please. I Know Kusabi on Blu-ray, apparently, if you want to see a softcore yaoi OVA be dubbed in English by Funimation Talents. Oh, and some movie for some bad show is coming out on the 19th as well. You know, whatever. That's it for this news brief. We will see you midweek next week for the next one. As always, follow along and all the links in the description. Check out all our other content, and most importantly, have a good day, have a very end of Hanukkah, and have a very Merry Christmas next week. Catch y'all very soon. Oh, and Happy Festivus. Prepare the Feast of Strength and the airing of grievances, everyone.